I got to the point where I was starting to see too many young people coming into the system, and I realized and saw that we had these specialized courts that existed for adults.
Buffalo City Court Judge James McLeod met with WBFO News inside his chambers. McLeod noted some of the citizens going through those specialized drug and domestic violence courts never had previous assistance to stop their troubled lives as adults.
The only reason that these individuals are in these specialized courts at that old age is because nothing's being done to stop the flow into them. And so we needed to start addressing problems and concerns to try to stop young people from coming back to court.
McLeod convinced the administration judge to allow him to begin handling those cases. Judge McLeod reached out to the HEART program. It stands for Helping Empower At-Risk Teens. They partnered in the creation of the Crossroads Diversion Program.
We are responsible for handling cases of juveniles who come in. We're charged sometimes with felonies, but for the most part not. In an effort to try to stem their continuation in the criminal justice system, two, get them back in school, three, try to get them to graduate, and four, upon graduation, try to get them into something that's positive that will stop them from being a burden on their families, burden on the community, and a burden on the taxpayers here of the city of Buffalo and Western New York.
Is it working?
What's working? We have found the number of young people who have returned back into the criminal justice system after they've been in our part. We're exceeding numbers that no one else in the state is accomplished. And I think that's as a result of reaching out and getting partners to work closely with us.
The HEART Foundation has already assisted nearly 2,000 area youth.
We care because our motto here is we have been charged with empowering tomorrow today.
Umar Adeola is president and CEO of the foundation on Kensington Avenue.
One of the greatest things we see is when youth are referred here, the transformation process comes from just them acknowledging and accepting and seeing that someone actually cares for them. So it's very transformational just to have support and the people who reflect the population that they serve.
Breaking the cycle of crime for these youth requires several elements, including education, counseling, and mental health intervention.
I'd say our statistics, almost 80% of the young adults who have some type of court involvement have a mental health issue or problem that has not been diagnosed.
What is happening to them? Where is that disconnect?
The disconnect, as specific, I can speak specifically for the inner city. The disconnect is an access to care. It is an access to care, and then there's a lack of culturally sensitive services to be provided.
Unfortunately, many of the youth who receive assistance through the court program said prior to committing a crime, no one was paying any attention to them.
No one cares. No one cares. That is the common thread, that no one cares.
That's heartbreaking.
It is... debilitating. It's not just heartbreaking, it's debilitating.
Some of the teens are from the most troubled schools in Buffalo. Judge McLeod notes mainly peer pressure steers some of these teens into a cycle of crime.
One of the common denominators that seems to exist is school. Kids who either aren't participating in school or who have been kicked out of school, they tend to be the ones who get involved in criminal activity at a higher rate.
There's even a GED program set up inside Buffalo City Court, offering easy access for citizens to return to the classroom and complete their high school education.
But within the community, raising the bar of expectations and really charging that, acknowledging that this is a problem, and then developing a very integrated system that provides supports and services within inner city communities.
New York is only one of two states in the nation that still prosecutes 16 and 17-year-olds as adults, including nonviolent acts of crime. But New York's chief judge, Jonathan Lippman, is fighting to change that. 2 years ago, he decided to implement five similar pilot programs in the courts, naming Buffalo as one of the key sites, since Judge McLeod was already working with local youth.
Well, one of the things that we're doing to help fix it is that young people who come into my part of court, as a condition of their not being in jail, is that they have to go to school. When they go to school, they can't fall asleep in school. When they go to school, they can't be a discipline problem in school. When they go to school, they can't skip classes. When they go to school, they can't get suspended. And so the incentive that we're giving them, or I'm giving them, is your continued freedom, or you can continue to act out and do wrong things. But when you do that, we're going to remove you from the home and the community.
Over the last 4.5 years, Judge McLeod's courtroom has served as the first start in making changes in preventing repeat offenders. When teens enter Judge McLeod's city courtroom, they see a poster on the wall that says, "Pull up your pants." Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.